Today's Daf Maseches Beitza, Daf Chav Dalet. Our new perek has opening pages focused on the topic of Maleches Tzad, trapping animals and fish, and how this fits in with Hilchos Yom Tov, the laws of Yom Tov. The Mishnah tells us a story about a Gentile who gifted a fish to Rav Gamliel on the day of Yom Tov. Rav Gamliel thought that it was permitted to receive the fish, but in that case, he refused to receive it anyway because he despised that particular Gentile. Comes Rav Papa in the Gemara and Paskins that if a Gentile brings a gift on Yom Tov, if there is of that species that was brought, a particular species that was brought as the gift, if there is of that connected to the ground Mechubar, it is prohibited because it's possible that it could have been picked on that day. After Yom Tov, it becomes permissible after what we call the Kedei Sheyasu period, which is the time that's needed to detach that produce, that item from the ground, from the tree or from the ground. This is the issue of benefiting from a prohibited activity, a malacha that was done on Yom Tov on behalf of a Jew. A fascinating question was posed to the Rav of Yerushalayim in the early 20th century of Tzvi Pesach Frank in his Sefer HaTzvi, Chelek Or Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Siman Kuf Pei Gimel. He was asked whether a Jew may listen to a radio that was turned on by a non-religious Jew on Shabbos. First, Rav Frank differentiates between benefit of a malacha done by a Jew versus benefit of malacha that was done by a Gentile. A malacha that's done by a Jew on Shabbos creates what we call an iser cheftza, an iser prohibition on the item itself, while a malacha, prohibited activity done by a Gentile on Shabbos on behalf of the Jew, creates an Isser Gavra on the Jew from benefiting. Because if we allow benefit, then what could happen? It could lead to asking the Gentile to do the Malacha directly on his behalf. As well, the requirement of Bechdei Sheyasu that we mentioned, that a person has to wait the amount of time after the Malacha is done, after Shabbos, that amount of time that it would have taken to perform the prohibited activity, that's only said by a malacha that's done by a Gentile. The Ran explains the idea behind it is that when a Gentile does the malacha, there is concern that it would lead to a more mazied kind of Shabbos, a more intentional violation of Shabbos. Shogeg atu mazied. That's the argument. Something that's unintentional will lead to doing it intentionally. Therefore, more restrictions are there in that place as opposed to a Jew who did the malacha. Finally, the Har Tzvi quotes the Prima Gadim's idea. Unbelievable concept that a habitual mumar, a Jewish person who violates halacha consistently and does it in a way where they know what's wrong, becomes like a Gentile for this halacha. Treat them in halacha like this. Therefore, the Hanah is more problematic because of what it could lead to. Therefore, saying the Har Tzvi didn't allow this person to listen to the radio that had been turned on by another Jewish person on that Shabbos. Be that as it may, we must do what is within halachic permissibility to be sensitive and welcoming to those Jews who are less observant than we are. They're all Hashem's children. And the most we could do is display respect and brotherhood.